Blog Talk Radio.
No weapon formed against me shall prosper. It won't work. No weapon formed against me shall prosper. It won't work.
Say no.
Just say one.
Oh, it won't.
Just say one.
Hey, hey, hey.
Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. And praise be to the all-wise, wonderful, living God in the name of Jesus. Praise God. I truly bless in the name of Jesus to be before you on today. Praise God. This truly is the day that the Lord has made, and I will rejoice and be glad in it. We've been kind of busy today working on some things, and we're running a little short today, a little late today. Praise God for still being diligent and committed to doing what it is we've been called to do. Amen. We come forth in the book of Jeremiah, 25th chapter. Praise God. We truly want to give God all praise, honor, and glory. He's definitely the head of my life, first and foremost. I then would like to honor my wife, Lady Diane Charles, very instrumental in the advancement of David and Diane Ministry and Friends. And I also like to acknowledge those that are listening by way of YouTube, Skype, Blog Talk, Twitter, or even to our archives. Praise God. This is that time in which we put God first. Amen. And continue to seek the face of the Lord God while he may be found. Let us pray. Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus, as we come before you on today, Lord God, we say thank you. Thank you for your grace. Thank you for your mercy. Thank you for your love. Thank you for your commitment unto us to allow us to come unto you to be saved as we acknowledge you for being our God, Lord God, supreme authority. And we thank you for the blood of Jesus. We thank you for a born-again experience. And we thank you for a time just as now, knowing that, Father God, you got anyway. No matter what it is that we have to experience or go through, Father God, you have it in the name of Jesus. We pray that you continue to move forward in the name of Jesus as we read your word, touch somebody's heart as they go through, even through the archives. Still bless each and every one that listens to the word of God. Amen. We come on the book of Jeremiah, praise God, 25th chapter. And as the word goes, it reads. Let us read. The word that came to Jeremiah concerning all the people of Judah. And in the fourth year of Jehoiakim, the son of Josiah, king of Judah. That was the first year of Nebuchadnezzar, king of Babylon, the which Jeremiah the prophet spake unto all the people of Judah and to all the inhabitants of Jerusalem, saying, from the 13th year of Josiah, the son of Amon, king of Judah, even unto this day, that is the 3rd and 12th year, the word of the Lord hath come unto me. And I have spoken unto you, rising early and speaking, but ye have not hearkened. And the Lord hath sent unto you all his servants and prophets, rising early and sending them, but ye have not hearkened, nor inclined your ear to hear. They said, turn ye again now, every one from his evil way, and from the evil of your doings, and dwell in the land that the Lord hath given unto you and to your fathers forever and ever, and go not after other gods to serve them, and to worship them, and provoke me not to anger with the works of your hands, and I will do you no hurt. Yet ye have not hearkened unto me, saith the Lord, that ye might provoke me to anger with the works of your hands and your own hurt. Therefore, thus saith the Lord of hosts, because ye have not heard my words, behold, I will send and take all the families of the north, saith the Lord, and Nebuchadnezzar, the king of Babylon, my servant, and will bring them against this land, and against the inhabitants thereof, and against all these nations around about, and will utterly destroy them and make them an astonishment and a hissing and perpetual desolation. Moreover, I will take from them the voice of mirth and the voice of gladness, the sound of the milestone in the light of the candle, and this whole land shall be desolation and astonishment. And these nations shall serve the kings of Babylon 70 years, and it shall come to pass, when 70 years are accomplished, that I will punish the king of Babylon and that nation, saith the Lord, for the iniquity in the land of Chaldeans, and will make it perpetual desolation. And I will bring upon the land all my words which I have pronounced against it, even all that is written in this book, which Jeremiah hath prophesied against all the nations. For many nations and great kings shall serve themselves of them also, and I will recompense them according to their deeds and according to the works of their own hands. For thus saith the Lord God of Israel unto me, take the worship of this fury in man's hand, and call all the nations to whom I send thee to drink it. And they shall drink and be moved and be mad because of the sword that I will send among them. Then took I a cup at the Lord's hand and made all the nations to drink unto whom the Lord hath sent me, to wit, Jerusalem, and the cities of Judah, and the kings thereof, and the princes thereof, to make them a desolation of astonishment, a hissing and a curse, as it is this day. Pharaoh, king of Egypt, and his servants, and his princes, and all his people, and all the mingled people, and all the kings of the land of Uz, and all the kings of the land of Philistines, and the Ashkelon, and Asher, and Ekron, and the remnant of Ashdod, Edom, and Moab, and the children of Ammon, and all the kings of Tarshish, and all the kings of Zidon, and the kings of the isles which are beyond the sea, Dedan, and Tema, and Booth, and all that are in the uttermost corner, and all the kings of Arabia, and all the kings of mingled people that dwell in the desert, and all the kings of Zimri, and all the kings of Edom, and all the kings of the Medes, and all the kings of the north, far and near, one with another, and all the kings of the world, which are upon the face of the earth, and the king of the Shisha shall bring after them. Therefore, thou shalt say unto them, thus saith the Lord of hosts, the God of Israel, drink ye and be drunken and spew, and fall and rise no more because of the sword which I will send against you. And it shall be, if they refuse to take the cup of thine hand to drink, then shalt thou say unto them, thus saith the Lord of hosts, ye shall certainly drink. For lo, I began to bring evil on the city which is called by my name, and should ye be utterly unpunished, ye shall not be unpunished, for I will call for a sword upon all the inhabitants of the earth, said the Lord of hosts. Therefore prophesy thou against them all these words, and say unto them,
the Lord shall roar from on high and utter his voice from the holy inhabitation. He shall mightily roar upon the inhabitation, and he shall give a shout. As they that tread the grapes against all the inhabitants of the earth, a noise shall come even to the ends of the earth. For the Lord hath controversy with the nations. He will plead with all flesh. He will give them that are wicked to the sword, saith the Lord. Thus saith the Lord of hosts. Behold, evil shall go forth from nation to nation, and a great whirlwind shall be raised up from the coast of the earth. And the slain of the Lord shall be at the day from one end of the earth even unto the other end of the earth. They shall not be lamented, neither gathered nor buried. They shall be burned dung upon the ground. Call, ye shepherds, and cry, and wallow yourselves in ashes, your principal of the flock, for the days of your slaughter and for your dispersion accomplished, and ye shall fall like a pleasant vessel. And the shepherd shall have no way to flee, nor the principles of the flock to escape. A voice of this cry of the shepherds and the howling of the principle of the flock shall be heard. For the Lord hath spoiled their pasture, and the peaceable inhabitations are cut down because of the fierce anger of the Lord. He hath forsaken his covert, the lion. The lion is desolate because of the fierceness of the oppressor and because of his fierce anger. Chapter 26. In the beginning of the reign of Jehoiakim, the son of Josh, king of Judah, came this word from the Lord, saying, thus saith the Lord, stand in the court of the Lord's house, and speak unto all the cities of Judah, which come to worship in the Lord's house, all the words that I command thee to speak unto them. Diminish not a word. If so be, they will hearken, and turn every man from his evil way, that I may repent me of an evil which I propose to do unto them because of the evil of their doings. And thou shalt say unto them, thus saith the Lord, if ye will not hearken unto me to walk in my law which I have set before you, to hearken to the words of my servants, the prophets, whom I sent unto you, both rising up early and sending them, but ye have not hearkened. Then will I make this house like Shiloh, and will make this city a curse to all the nations of the earth. So the priests and the prophets, all the people, heard Jeremiah speaking these words in the house of the Lord. Now it came to pass, when Jeremiah had made an end of speaking all that the Lord had commanded him to speak unto the people, that the priests and the prophets and all the people took him, saying, thou shalt surely die. Why hast thou prophesied in the name of the Lord, saying, this house shall be like Shiloh, and this city city shall be desolate without the inhabitant. And all the people were gathered against Jeremiah in the house of the Lord. When the princes of Judah heard these things, then they came up from the king's house unto the house of the Lord and sat down in the entry of the new gate of the Lord's house. Then spake the priests and the prophets unto the princes of all the people, saying, Man is worthy to die, for he hath prophesied against this city, as ye have heard with your ears. Then spake Jeremiah unto all the princes and to all the people, saying, The Lord sent me to prophesy against this house and against this city all the words that ye have heard. Therefore now, amend your ways and your doings, and obey the voice of the Lord your God. And the Lord will repent him of the evil that he hath pronounced against you. As for me, behold, I am in your hand. Do with me as seemeth good and meet unto you. But know ye for certain that if ye put me to death, ye shall surely bring innocent blood upon yourselves and upon this city and upon the inhabitants thereof. For of the truth the Lord hath sent me unto you to speak all these words in your ears. Then said the princes and all the people unto the prince and to the prophets, This man is not worthy to die, for he hath spoken to us in the name of the Lord our God. Then rose up certain of the elders of the land and spake to all the assembly of the people, saying, My God, the Marshite, prophesied in the days of Hezekiah, king of Judah, and spoke to all the people of Judah, saying, Thus saith the Lord of hosts, Zion shall be plowed like a field, and Jerusalem shall become heaped, and the mountain of the house of the high places of the forest. Did Hezekiah, king of Judah, and all of Judah at all to death? Did he not fear the Lord and besought the Lord, and the Lord repented him of the evil which he had pronounced against them? Thus might we procure great evil against our soul. And there was also a man that prophesied in the name of the Lord, Urijah, the son of Shemaiah, of Kijar, Jerem, who prophesied against this city and against this land according to all the words of Jeremiah. Jehoiakim, the king, with all his mighty men, and all the princes heard his words. The king sought to put him to death. But when Urijah heard it, he was afraid and fled and went into Egypt. And Jehoiakim, the king of sent men into Egypt, namely Elnathan and the son of Akbar and a certain men, with him into Egypt. And they fetched forth Urijah out of Egypt and brought him into Jehoiakim, the king, who slew him with the sword and cast his dead body into the graves of the common people. Nevertheless, the hand of Jehoiakim, the son of Shemaphan, was with Jeremiah that they should not give him into the hand of the people that put him? Chapter 27. In the beginning of the reign of Jehoiakim, the son of Josiah, king of Judah, came this word unto Jeremiah from the Lord, saying, thus saith the Lord to me, make thee bonds and yokes, and put them upon thy neck, and send them to the king of Edom, and to the king of Moab, and to the king of Amorites, and to the king of the Tyrus, and to the king of Zidon, and to the hand of the messengers which came to Jerusalem, and to Zedekiah, king of Judah, and commanded them to say unto their masters, thus saith the Lord of hosts, the God of Israel, thus shall ye say unto your masters, I have made the earth, the man, and the beast that are upon the ground, by my great power, and by my outstretched arm, and have given it unto whom it seemed meet unto me. And now I have given all these lands into the hand of Nebuchadnezzar, the king of Babylon, my servant, and the beasts of the field have I given him also to serve him. And all nations shall serve him, and his sons' sons, until the very time of his hand come. And then many nations and great kings shall serve themselves of him. And it shall come to pass that the nation and kingdom which will not serve the name, the same Nebuchadnezzar, the king of Babylon, and that will not put their neck under the yoke of the king of Babylon, the nation will I will punish, saith the Lord, with the sword and with the famine and with the pestilence, until I have consumed them by his hand. Therefore hearken not ye to your prophets, nor to the diviners, nor to your dreamers, nor to your enchanters, nor to your sorcerers, which speak unto you, saying, you shall not serve the king of Babylon, for they prophesied a lie unto you, to remove you far from your land, and that I should drive you out, and ye should perish. But the nations that bring their neck under the yoke of the king of Babylon and serve him, whose will I let remain still in their own land, saith the Lord, and they shall till it and dwell therein. I spake also to Zedekiah, king of Judah, according to all these words, saying, bring your necks under the yoke of the king of Babylon, and serve him and his people, and live. Why will ye die, you and thy people, by the sword, by the famine, and by the pestilence, as the Lord hath spoken against the nation that will not serve the king of Babylon? Hearken not unto the words of the prophets that speak unto you, saying, ye shall not serve the king of Babylon, for the people, for they prophesy a lie unto you. For I have not sent them, saith the Lord, yet they prophesy a lie in my name, that I might drive you out, and that ye might perish. Yea, and the prophets that prophesy unto you also. I respect unto all this people, saying, thus saith the Lord, hearken not to the words of your prophets, to prophesy unto you, saying, behold, the vessels of the Lord's house shall now surely be brought again from Babylon, for they prophesy a lie unto you. Hearken not unto them. Serve the king of Babylon and live. Wherefore, should the city be laid waste? But if they be prophets, and if the word of the Lord be with them, let them know. Now make intercession to the Lord of hosts, that the vessels which are left in the house of the Lord are in the house of the king of Judah and at Jerusalem. Go not to Babylon. For thus saith the Lord of hosts concerning the pillars and concerning the sea and concerning the basins and concerning the residue of the vessels that remain in this city, which Nebuchadnezzar, king of Babylon, took not when he carried away captive Jeconiah, the son Jehoiakim, king of Judah, from Jerusalem and Babylon, and all the nobles of Judah and Jerusalem. Yea, thus saith the Lord of hosts, the God of Israel, concerning the vessels that remain in the house of the Lord and in the house of the kings of Judah and of Jerusalem, they shall be carried to Babylon, and there shall be until the day that I visit them, saith the Lord. Then will I bring them up and restore them to this place. Chapter 28. And it came to pass the same year, in the beginning of the reign of Zedekiah, king of Judah, and the fourth year, and in the fifth month, that Hananiah, the son of Azur, the prophet, which was of Gideon, spoke unto me in the house of the Lord, in the presence of the priest of all the people, saying, thus saith the Lord of hosts, the God of Israel, saying, I have broken the yoke of the king of Babylon. Within 2 full years will I bring again into the place all the vessels of the Lord's house that Nebuchadnezzar, king of Babylon, took away from this place and carried them to Babylon. And I will bring again to this place Jeconiah, the son of Jehoiakim, king of Judah, with all the captives of Judah that went into Babylon, saith the Lord. For I will break the yoke of the king of Babylon. Then the prophet of Jeremiah said unto the prophet of Hananiah, in the presence of the priest and in the presence of the people that stood in the house of the Lord, even the prophet Jeremiah said, amen. The Lord do so. The Lord perform thy words which thou hast prophesied to bring again the vessels of the Lord's house and all that is carried away captive from Babylon into this place. Nevertheless, hear ye thou now this word that I speak in thy ears, and in the ears of all the people, the prophets that have been before me and before thee, of all prophesied, old prophesied, both against many countries and against great kingdoms of war, and of evil, and of pestilence. The prophet which prophesied of peace, when the word of the prophet shall come to pass, then shall the prophet be known that the Lord hath truly sent him. Then Hananiah, the prophet, took the yoke from off the prophet Jeremiah's neck and broke it. And Hananiah spat in the presence of all the people, saying, "Thus saith the Lord, even so will I break the yoke of Nebuchadnezzar, king of Babylon, from the neck, and all the nations within the space of 2 full years. And the prophet Jeremiah went his way. Then the word of the Lord came unto Jeremiah the prophet after the Hananiah the prophet had broken the yoke from off the neck of the prophet Jeremiah, saying, "Go and tell Hananiah, saying, Thus saith the Lord, thou hast broken the yokes of wood, but thou shalt make for them yokes of iron. Thou, saith the Lord of hosts, the God of Israel, I have put a yoke of iron upon the neck of all of these nations, that they may serve Nebuchadnezzar, king of Babylon. And they shall serve him, and I have given him the beast of the field also." Then said the prophet Jeremiah unto Hananiah the prophet, "Hear now, Hananiah, the Lord hath not sent thee, but thou makest these people to trust in a lie. Therefore, thus saith the Lord, behold, I will cast thee from off the face of the earth. This year thou shalt die, because thou hast taught rebellion against the Lord." So Hananiah the prophet died the same year in the 7th month. Chapter 29. Now these are the words of the letter that Jeremiah the prophet sent from Jerusalem unto the residue of the elders which were carried away captive, and the priests and the prophets and all the people whom Nebuchadnezzar had carried away captive from Jerusalem to Babylon. After that, Jeconiah, the king, and the queen, and the eunuchs, and the princes of Judah and Jerusalem, and the carpenters, and the smiths, were departed from Jerusalem by the hand of Elisha, the son of Shaphan, and Jemariah, the son of Hilkiah, whom Zedekiah, king of Judah, sent unto Babylon, to Nebuchadnezzar, king of Babylon, saying, "Thus saith the Lord of hosts, the God of Israel, unto all that are carried away captive, whom I have caused to be carried away from Jerusalem into Babylon, build ye houses and dwell in them, and plant gardens, and eat the fruit of them. Take ye wives, and beget sons and daughters, and take wives for your sons, and give your daughters to husbands, that they may bear sons and daughters, that ye may be increased. Thou and not diminished. And seek the peace of the city whither I have caused you to be carried away captive, and pray unto the Lord for it. For in the peace thereof shall ye have peace. For thus saith the Lord of hosts, the God of Israel, let not your prophets and your diviners that be in the midst of you deceive you, neither hearken to your dreams which ye cause to be dreamed, for they prophesy falsely unto you in my name, I have not sent them, saith the Lord. For thus saith the Lord, that after 70 years be accomplished at Babylon, I will visit you and perform my good work, my word, good word toward you in causing you to return to this place. For I know the thoughts that I think toward you, saith the Lord, thoughts of peace and not of evil, to give you an expected end. Then shall ye come upon ye, and ye shall go pray unto me, and I will hearken unto you, and ye shall seek me and find me, when ye shall search for me with all your heart. And I will be found of you, saith the Lord, and I will return away your captive, and I will gather you from all nations and from all the places whither I have driven you, saith the Lord. And I will bring you again into the place which I caused you to be carried away captive, because ye have said, the Lord hath raised up prophets in Babylon. Now that thus saith the Lord of the king of that sitteth upon the throne of David, and of all the people that dwelleth in the city, and of your brethren that are not gone forth with you in captivity. Thus saith the Lord of hosts, behold, I will send upon them the sword and famine and the pestilence, and I will make them like vile figs and cannot be eaten. They are so evil. And I will persecute them with the sword, with the famine, and with the pestilence, and will deliver them to be removed to all the kingdoms in the earth, to be a curse and an astonishment and a hissing and a reproach among all the nations whither I have driven them, because they have not hearkened to my word, saith the Lord, which I sent unto them by my servants, the prophets, rising up early and sending them, but ye will not hear, saith the Lord. Hear ye therefore the word of the Lord, all ye of the captivity, whom I have sent from Jerusalem to Babylon. Thus saith the Lord of hosts, the God of Israel, of Ahab, the son of Kareah, and Zedekiah, and the son of Mesa, which prophesied a lie unto you in my name. Behold, I will deliver them into the hand of Nebuchadnezzar, king of Babylon, and shall slay them before your eyes. And of them shall be taken up a curse by all the captivity of Judah which are in Babylon, saying, the Lord make thee like Zedekiah and like Ahab, whom the king of Babylon roasted in the fire, because they have committed daily in Israel and have committed adultery with their neighbors, wives, and have spoken lying words in my name, which I have not commanded them. Even I know, and am a witness, saith the Lord. Thus shalt thou also speak to Shemaiah and Nehelamite, saying, thus speak the Lord of hosts, the God of Israel, saying, because thou hast sent letters and thy name, and to all the people that are at Jerusalem, and to the Zephaniah, and the son of Messiah, the priest, and to all the priests, saying, the Lord has made thee priest in the stead of Joiada, the priest, that ye should be officers in the house of the Lord. For every man that is mad and maketh himself a prophet, that thou shouldest put him in prison and in the stocks. Now, therefore, why hast thou not reproved Jeremiah of Anathoth, which maketh himself a prophet to you? For therefore he sent unto us in Babylon, saying, this captivity is long. Build ye houses and dwell in them, and plant gardens and eat the fruit of them. And Zephaniah the priest read this letter in the ears of Jeremiah the prophet. Then came the word of the Lord unto Jeremiah, saying, send to all of them of the captivity, saying, thus saith the Lord concerning Shemaiah the Nelamite, because that Shemaiah hath prophesied unto you, and I sent him not, and he caused you to trust in a lie. Therefore, thus saith the Lord, behold, I will punish Shemaiah the Nelamite and his seed. He shall not have a man to dwell among these people, neither shall he behold the good that I will do for my people, saith the Lord, because he hath taught rebellion against the Lord. Chapter 30. The word that came to Jeremiah from the Lord, saying, thus speaketh the Lord of Israel, saying, write thee all the words that I have spoken unto thee in a book. For lo, the days come, saith the Lord, that I will bring unto the captivity of my people Israel and Judah, saith the Lord. And I will call them to return to the land that I give to their fathers, and they shall possess it. These are the words that the Lord speaketh concerning Israel and concerning Judah. For thus saith the Lord, we have heard a voice of trembling, of fear, and not of peace. Ask ye now, and see whether a man do travail with child. Wherefore do I see every man with his hands on his loins, as a woman in travail, and all faces are turned into paleness. Elias, for that day is great, so that none is like it. It is even the time of Jacob's trouble, but he shall be saved out of it, for it shall come to pass in the day, saith the Lord of hosts, that I will break his yoke from off thy neck, and reverse thy bonds, and strangers shall no more serve themselves of him. But they shall serve the Lord their king, whom I will raise up unto them. Therefore fear thou not, O my servant Jacob, saith the Lord, neither be dismayed, O Israel. For lo, I will save thee from afar, and thy seed from the land of their captivity. And Jacob shall return and shall be in the rest, and be quiet, and none shall make him afraid. For I am with thee, saith the Lord, to save thee. Thou, I make a full end of all nations, whether I have scattered thee, yet will I not make a full end of thee. But I will correct thee in measure, and will not leave thee altogether unpunished. For thus saith the Lord, thou bruise is incurable, and thy wound is grievous. For thus saith the Lord, thy bruise is incurable, and thy wound is grievous. There is none to plead thy case, that they mayest be bound up, and have no healing medication or medicine. All thy lovers have forgotten thee, they seek thee not. For I have wounded thee with the wound of an enemy, with the chastisement of a cruel one, for the multitude of thy iniquity, because thy sins are increased. Why criest thou of thine affliction? Thy sorrow is incurable for the multitude of thy iniquity, because thy sins are increased. I have done these things unto thee. Therefore, all they that devour thee shall be devoured, and all them thine adversaries, every one of them shall be into captivity, and they that spoil thee shall be a spoil, and all that prey upon thee shall I give for prey. For I will restore health unto thee, and I will heal thee of my wounds, saith the Lord, because they call thee an outcast, saying, this is Zion, whom no man seeketh after. Thus saith the Lord, behold, I will bring again the captivity of Jacob's tent, and have mercy on his dwelling places. And the city shall be built up her own heap, and the planet shall remain after the manner thereof. And up of them shall proceed thanksgiving, and the voice of them that make merry, and I will multiply them, and they shall not be few. I will also glorify them, and they shall not be small. Their children also shall be as aforetime, and their congregation shall be established before me, and I will punish all that oppress them. And their nobles shall be of themselves, and their governors shall proceed from the midst of them. And I will cause him to draw near, and he shall approach unto me. For who is this that engaged his heart to approach unto me, saith the Lord? And ye shall be my people, and I will be your God. Behold, the whirlwind of the Lord goeth forth with fury, a continuing whirlwind. It shall fall with pain upon the head of the wicked. The fierce anger of the Lord shall not return unto and until he hath performed the intents of his heart. In the latter days ye shall consider it. Amen. And that's going to conclude the reading of Jeremiah chapter 30. Praise God. We truly give God praise, honor, and glory. I truly thank God for allowing my wife to reschedule my program for this evening. But yet we do thank you for being able to complete that on this evening. May you be blessed. God loves you, and so do I. be blessed.
Never would have made it. Never could have made it without you. I would have lost it all. But now I see how you were there for me, and I can say, never would have made it. Never could have made it without you. I would have lost it all. But now I see how you were there for me, and I can say, I'm stronger, I'm wiser, I'm better, much better. When I look back over all you brought me through,
just need to testify to somebody next to him. Tell him, I'm stronger, I'm wiser, I'm better, much better. When I look back over what he brought me through, I realize I made it because I had you to hold on to. Now I'm stronger, I'm wiser, I'm better, so much better. I made it. Is there anybody in this house other than me that could declare you made it? Tell your neighbor, never would have made it.
Never would have.
Tell him, never could have made it. Oh, I wish I had some help here. I wish I had just two or three people that would just declare it. Never would have made it.
Never could have made it.
I just love to encourage myself. Sometimes I just look in the mirror and say, I'm strong, I'm wise, I am better, so much better. When I look back over what he brought me through, I realize I made it because I had you to hold on to. But I never would have made it. I never could have made it without you. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Lord. Oh, good God Almighty, never would have.